जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीरा बनचारी। जमुना तीरा बनचारी। जमुना तीरा बनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। जमुना मई की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी देवी की जय। श्रीमती भक्ति देवी की जय। कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees. Today is
Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 10. Departure of Lord Krishna to Dwarka. And text 6. So please repeat after me. Nadayo vyadhaya klesha. Daiva bhutatma hetava. Ajata satrava bhavan. Jantu nam ragi karahichet. Nadayo vyadhaya klesha. Daiva bhutatma hetava. Ajata satrava bhavan. Jantu nam ragi karahichet. Nadayo vyadhaya klesha. Daiva bhutatma hetava. Ajata satrava bhavan. Jantu nam ragi karahichet. Prabhus. Nadayo vyadhaya klesha. Daiva bhutatma hetava. Ajata satrava bhavan. Jantu nam ragi karahichet. Nadayo vyadhaya klesha. Daiva bhutatma hetava. Ajat satrava bhavan. Jantu nam ragi karahichet. Nadayo vyadhaya klesha. Daiva bhutatma hetava. Ajata satrava bhavan. Jantu nam ragi karahichet. Matajis. Nadayo vyadhaya klesha. Daiva bhutatma hetava. Ajata satrava bhavan. Jantu nam ragi karichet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Word to word meaning. Na, never, adhaya, anxiety, vyadhaya, disease, klesha, trouble due to excessive heat and cold, daiva bhut atma, all due to the body, supernatural power, and other living being, hetavaha, due to the cause of ajata satruva, unto one who has no enemy. Abhavan, happen. Jantunam, of the living being. Ragi, unto the king. Karhichit, at any time. Translation. Because of the king having no enemy, the living being were not at any time disturbed by the mental agonies, disease of excessive heat or cold. Purport. To be non-violence to the human being and to be killer of the enemy of the poor animal is Satan's philosophy. In this age, there is enmity toward the poor animal, and therefore the poor creature are always anxious. The reaction of the poor animal is being forced on the human society, and therefore there is always the strength of the cold and hot war between the man, individually, collectively, or nationally. At the time of Maharaj Yudhishthir, there was no different nation, although there were different subordinate states. The whole world was united, the supreme head being the trained king-like Yudhishthir. Kept all the inhabitants free from the anxieties, disease and excessive heat and cold. They are not only economically well-do, but also physically fit and undisturbed. But the supernatural power, by the enmity from the other living being and by disturbance of the bodily and mental organism, there is a proverb in the Bengali that the bad king spoiled the kingdom and the bad housewife spoiled the family. This truth is applicable here also, because the king was pious and obedient to Lord and sages, because he was known an enemy, and because he was recognized agent of the Lord and therefore protected by him. All the citizens under the king's protection were, so to speak, directly protected by the Lord and his authorized agent. Unless one is pious and recognized by the Lord, he cannot make others happy who are under his care. There is full cooperation between the man and God, and man and nature, and this conscious cooperation between the man and God and the man and nature, as exemplified by the king Yudhishthir, can bring about happiness, peace and prosperity in the world. The attitude of exploiting one another, the custom of the day, will only bring misery.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमा ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान स्वामीन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणी वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
नादेव व्याध क्लेश दैव भूतात्म हेत्व अजात सत्राव भवन जंतु नाम रागी करहचित। बिकॉज ऑफ द किंग्स हैव Having no enemy, the living being, we are not at any time disturbed by the mental organs, disease, or excessive heat or cold. In this chapter, Sadhu Goswami glorifying Maharaj Yudhishthira. The departure of Lord Krishna to Dwarka, and in this chapter, Sukhdev Goswami beautifully describing the good quality of the Yudhishthira Maharaj. The wonderful quality of the Yudhishthira Maharaj, king like Yudhishthira Maharaj, should be always glorified. And therefore, getting the opportunity, Sukhdev Goswami here glorifying Yudhishthira Maharaj. Now we'll focus this shloka, how the in the purport Prabhupada said, the bad king spoil the kingdom and bad wife spoil the house. Therefore, it is mentioned in the Ramayana during the reason of Maharaj Dasarath, when Maharaj Dasarath was ruling the kingdom, Ayodhya, not only Ayodhya, but the whole earthly planet. And Mahabharata beautifully, Ramayana beautifully described the how Maharaj Dasarath had 8 ministers. And that 8 minister had the beautiful qualities. That 8 minister was filled with just beautiful, beautiful different qualities. And that 8 minister, and also that Ramayana mentioned, the sages also, that time was giving advice to the Maharaj Dasarath. And this minister always give the good advice to the kingdom, how rule the kingdom, or how should you make your citizen happy. Because in the last line, Prabhupada said, saying in how the king is good, the citizen will be happy. Citizen will be happy. In advice of that mantri, and one of the quality also described the mantri's, the minister's qualities, to collect the taxes and fill the treasury. जैसे हिंदी में कहते हैं ना, कोष, खजाने को भर के रखो. To always fill the treasury, enough treasury for the future. And same time, increasing your army's strength. That's stresses two things. The filling the treasury, collecting taxes and filling the treasury, and making their army is powerful. So nobody's other enemies cannot defeat our armies and can defeat. Therefore, minister's role here very, very applicable and very, very powerful to good king or the bad king also. Therefore, if the minister is good and king is good, and the both and minister lead the cities and countries go and up and up and up, and the citizen will happy, all the people will happy. If the minister and kings are bad, in the minister are bad, and the kings are bad, the cities and country will go down and down and down. Because there is no good minister and there is no good king, then what happened to citizen? In the current scenario, we can see and we can hear from the sources nowadays what happened is neighboring countries. There is no good minister giving the advice to the ruler party, and then the ruling party, there is no good minister or a leader to lead the country. Because they are leading country, they are ruling the country, but for their profit, not the profit of the citizen, not the welfare of the citizen. Therefore, we can see the neighboring country and crisis on the food grains and like anything. There is hike of food in the neighboring country. Rice going to 500 rupees and petrol like that, milk. And people are just fighting to eat each other to get the food. Therefore, if the good king and good minister is there, there is no fight for grain. Now, I heard from the sources, the present ruling leader in India, he declared if the government, the world government, give permission, he is able to feed all the other countries. That means India has so much enough food grain in stock. This is the one quality, good quality of the king or the minister. Keeping the stock, full stock, ready for the citizen in the future. And here, Yudhishthir Maharaj, king like Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is put by the Krishna himself. That's why people say, what God is doing, what is the activity of the God? The God's activities is bringing down people from Duryodhana, like Duryodhana, from their throne, of putting the king like Yudhishthir Maharaj on that throne. The activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is the activities. Therefore, 12th canto, Mother Bhumi, Bhumi Geet, described the certain quality of the Kali Yuga. The 12th canto says, and Bhumi Geet, Tasmat Shudra Dristo Matyan Shudra Bhagya Mahasana Kamino Vitta Hinasya Swariya Cha Istriyo Sati. The sage, this loka says, because of the bad quality of the age of the Kali, the human being will become. What they will become? The sage, the human being will become short-sighted. The short-sighted mean in Hindi meaning is Sudra Drishti Wala. He is not able to see from the long distance, he will not able to see in the future, what is coming on our future. That person is not able to see anything like that. And second, he is mentioning, ki unfortunate become, Hindi meaning is saying, abhage, become unfortunate. Unka koi bhagi hi nahi hai. And third is saying, that become gluttonous, like eating anything, any time, just khane ke liye jee rahe hain. And kamino, lustful, become lusty, kami. And fifth is saying, poverty stricken. The effect of the bad quality of the Kali Yuga is, you can see here the 5 points is mentioned. Foresighted, unfortunate, gluttonous, and kamino, lustful, and poverty stricken. And opposite is the good qualities. And we can see here, become Durdarshi. Become visionary see the future, what is going to happen. And second, become fortunate. The citizen, king, everyone become fortunate, become bhagyasali. Third is saying, become fully satisfied. And the bad quality, the minister is not satisfied, citizen is not satisfied, and good quality, here the minister and citizen are both fully satisfied. Fourth is saying, become lotus flower of Krishna. Because the under of umbrella of Krishna, the supreme personality of Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling the kingdom, and that become the lotus flower for the Krishna. So lusty in the bad quality and spiritual quality, good quality, become the lotus flower for Krishna. And third, poverty is stricken daridra. And here in the bad quality, with the good quality, people become the property of the Krishna. When the bad, good quality comes in the people and they understand the Shastra, understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the people, the same people become the property of the Krishna. This is the explained by the Bhagavatam. Therefore, we can see the king, when the king rule the citizen of the country for the welfare of the citizen, always ready to do for the citizen. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, Krishna is saying to the Arjuna, ki annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anasambhava yagyat bhavati parjanya yagya kadma samudbhava. In this connection, ruling the kingdom, king, previously king, now the leader, different leader ruling the cities, ruling the state. Therefore, here mentioning, ki annad bhavanti bhujani, and Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, ki cooperation between leader and demigods, leader and citizen, lead to happiness. Therefore, cooperation always required between the human being and demigod, between the leader and the citizen. Both are cooperative, serving each other. And then country or city will lead to happiness. Otherwise, if not cooperation is not there, nobody will be happy. Therefore, we can see in the connection, ki annad bhavanti bhutani, how the king, because translation says, all the living being, living body, subsist on the food grain. And food grain is produced by the rain. And the rain will come perform by the performing of the yajnas. And yajna will perform only by the prescribed duties. This is the system Krishna mentioning to the Arjuna, how the king should rule, how the leader should do the activity, rule the kingdom, rule the cities. If Krishna is saying annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava, if king are not performing his duties, because everyone on surviving on our survival only food grain. And food grain will come when the rain will come. When there is no rain, there is no food. Then there is no food, how can human being and other animal will survive? Therefore, grain need food, grain need rain, rain need yajna, or yajna need prescribed duty. And when prescribed duty somebody is doing, that means he did good, have good qualities. Otherwise, if person filled with bad quality, he will not do anything for citizen. He will not do good thing. Therefore, first understanding is connection between demigod and citizen, and especially demigod here mentioned. And Prabhupada in this Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, sloka 14, in this sloka, arise and purport, Balde Buddha Bhushan, Sri Balde Buddha Bhushan gave beautiful lines there. Sri Balde Buddha Bhushan is saying, because he Lord who is known as the Yajna Purusha, are the personal beneficiary of the Yajna and the sacrifice. And therefore, he is the master of all the demigod. And who serve him as the different limbs of the body serve the whole. Thus, Srila Balde Vidya Bhushan saying, ki demigod are the different limbs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they are serving as the whole to the Krishna. And demigods like Indra, Chandra, Varuna are the official of the managing the whole material world. They are appointed officer by the Krishna to manage the whole affair of this material world. And Vedas direct different sacrifices, and so that they may be pleased to give what? Sunlight and rain. So Balde Vidya Bhushan saying, if the demigod please, he will give the light and water to produce the grain. And therefore, when Lord Krishna is worshipped, the demigod who are different limbs of the Lord are also automatically worshipped. And Prabhupada says, pouring the water in the root of the planet, there is no need to put the water on different leaves and flowers. You just put water on the root of the tree will be happy. Hope flowers and leaves are become nourished. Similarly, here Balde Buddha Bhushan saying, if serving Krishna and making the central point to the Krishna as the service, and if Krishna is pleased, all the demigod automatically pleased. Purpose of all the yajnas to please the Vishnu. And Prabhupada saying in the example again, something like in the Bombay is different, we are getting the light, we are getting the water. There are different department, water department, light department. But we are not giving that person, the latter, the department head, we are not giving anything to him. But we are, as a citizen, we are giving our taxes to the central government, to the main government. We are giving money to main government. And main government is distributing that money to the different department, making them satisfied. So they can supply time to time rain, time to time water, time to time light. Prabhupada is giving same example. Therefore, Balde Buddha Bhushan saying here, if the Krishna is satisfied, all the demigods are totally satisfied, and they will supply what we needed. What our need. Our need is rain, light. Rain will come, food will come, and after getting the food, the human being and all living entity will be happy. Therefore, he is saying, process which nourish the body is spiritually just like the vaccinate. Prabhupada is saying in the purport, just like vaccine protected the person. In pandemic season, we took the vaccine for the production. Here is saying similarly, Prabhupada saying in Tatparya, similarly food offered to Sri Krishna. Food offered to Sri Krishna, and then after Mahaprasad and then taken by us, that act as the vaccine and protect us from the material affection. And Prabhupada is saying, and who accustomed to this practice, who accustomed, what? Offering the food to Sri Krishna and then accepting as the prasad, who accustomed to this practice is called devotee of Lord Krishna. This is the simple definition given by Srila Prabhupada, who is the devotee of Lord Krishna. Therefore, their opposition, Prabhupada, other word in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Isvara aham aham bhogi siddho aham balavan sukhi. I am the Lord of everything. Filled with bad quality. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am the powerful. I am the perfect. And so, therefore, I am the happy. So, we can see in the Shastra, there are many stories like different kings, how they rule and how they affect and how they nullify their effect from all the reaction. Therefore, Ramayana mentioned beautifully, in Satyuga, during the Maharaj Dasaratha's ruling, there was a king named Rampad. He was the friend of Maharaj Dasaratha. Powerful king, and citizen was so happy, performing yajnas, always doing something. And in this connection, Ramayana says, one time Maharaj Rampad performed the yajna. He performed the yajna. After the completion of the yajna, he took out the dakshina, whose brahmanas doing the yajna, because they are doing some for beneficiary of the citizen of the king. The king have to give something. If king's not giving any dakshina, that means it is said the yajna will not complete. Give something. Kuch to do usko. Therefore, king took out some dakshina for different brahmanas, and he was giving dakshina to the different somewhat like gold and diamond. Dakshinas given like this. And one brahmana came and he just took his dakshina. He took his tokri full with diamond and he asked the king, something is missing in my dakshina. Everyone amazed to hear this. What happened? And he says, somebody took something from my dakshina. Because you kept my dakshina, my quota separate, but something is missing from my dakshina. Why this? If already you have given something to me, why you are taking something from my dakshina? The everyone amazed. Then what happened was, ki in that tokri, that brahmana tokri, one costly, very very costly diamond came. And king thought, this is very very valuable diamond. If this brahman, if I'll give this to that brahman, what will he do? He will just throw it. Therefore, they just took out that costly diamond. And power of their tapasya, the brahmana understood that something is missing from my dakshina. And he just left the king's palace. And he just told all everything to the other brahmanas. The king is cheating us. Because we are genuinely doing for the welfare of the kingdom, supporting the king, but king is cheating us. He is not giving proper dakshina. Proper dakshina means whatever you already decide, don't take out from them. And therefore, all the brahmanas decided, just leave the country, leave the state of that king. All the brahman communities who are performing the yajna for the king just left the cities. They gone to other cities, but left the kingdom of the Rampad Maharaj. They left the kingdom, then what happened? Because of the no yajna performance, no brahmana was to perform the yajna for the kingdom of the citizen, there was no rain. Think about it. There were no rain in the kingdom. But again Ramayana says that is not 1 year, 2 year, not 3 years. 12 years. 12 years in the kingdom of Rampad Maharaj, no rain. That means 12 year, no agriculture, no farming. No yajna, no rain, therefore no farming, no agriculture, nothing. Therefore, that the duty of good king is also to stock the grain, food grain for the future, for the country's citizen, and make well planning to store the water. Not 1 year, not 2 year, not 3 year, for the 10 year, 12 year. The Ramparas, the beautiful the king and his minister was very, 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 very intelligent, and they stored the food grain, but the lot before Brahmana left, they just stored the grain for long time, and that grains and water, they are just taking the food grains and water 12 years. Now 12 years came, the 12 years also slowly passing. That time the king and minister realized that our stock is getting over, finishing stock. Now next year we have no grain, no water. That means our citizen, we will not survive. We have to die. We will die without food and grain. Then they are thinking, what happened? What we did wrong? Okay, now rain is not coming. Demigods are not happy. Because Prabhupada is saying in this purport, leaders are connection. With the Yudhishthira, king like Yudhishthira Maharaj, connection, relation with the demigod was there. Because the king was doing yajna every day, every year, every month, for the satisfaction of the supreme personality of Godhead, therefore, their demigods supplying what the necessity, like light and water. So, no yajna, 12 years, in the kingdom of the Rampad Maharaj, no water. Now the minister decide who will do the yajna, because is no brahmanas in our kingdom who will perform yajna. Therefore, bring some qualified brahman here to perform the yajna, so that we will get the water and get grain. And they start searching for the brahmanas. They are calling the previous brahmana, they are not ready to come because they offended by the king and the ministers. Then someone advised, there is one beautiful, very, very learned brahmana known as Rishai Sringa. If you bring here in our kingdom, if you perform the yajna, the rain will come. Then somehow or other they arranges to king. King and minister arranges someone to bring the brahmanas there. But knowing the father of that Rishai Sringa, Bibhandaka Rishi, the powerful sage, nobody going to approach. But somehow the minister make a plan. chooses a prostitute and make them like human man and go there and bring the Risha Singha. And as prostitute changes their form and look like man, they approaches there when Bivandak was not there, and they bring the Risha Singha in their kingdom. As soon as Risha Singha came to the border of the Rampad Maharaj and put his footstep on the land of Rampad Maharaj, the cloud came and cloud started pouring the rain on the kingdom of the Rampad Maharaj. And then yajna was performed, and then everyone was happy. So we can see the how the leaders are thinking about citizens' welfare and doing something for the future to citizen and themselves also. This is the wonderful qualities mentioned by Maharaj Sudh Goswami, by Yudhishthir Maharaj, like king like Yudhishthir Maharaj, and here we are discussing about Rampad Maharaj. Therefore, our discussion is good king and bad king, and good minister and bad minister. Therefore, beautiful story comes in Puri, Jagannath Puri. 5,000 years ago, there was one king named Purushottam Deva, father of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. When the Maharaj Purushottam Deva ruling the Orisha, he was once visiting the Kanchipuram, city of the Kanchi, and the king of Kanchi, queen, and beautiful his daughter, princess, was there. And seeing the princess, Purushottam Deva attracted, and king of the Kanchi offered his daughter to Purushottam, and he accepted. Yes. And then after some their conversation, they decided, after 1 year, we will marry to our daughter to you. And this thing happened, and King Purushottam Dev returned back to his kingdom, kingdom Odisha, Jagannath Puri, and ruling. And then closure come to the Rath Yatra festival. The Rath Yatra festival come, and then Maharaj Purushottam Dev inviting different kingdoms, different king to come for this is Rath Yatra chariot festival, biggest festival in India, to come to attend the festival. He also invited king of Kanchi to attend the festival. Please come. But king was so busy, he sent his minister to attend the Rath Yatra festival. And minister was so happy. This is the my greatest opportunity given by the king and invited by the Purushottam Dev. I am so happy in my lifetime, first time I am coming to Puri and attending the Rath Yatra festival. He was so happy seeing the lakhs of people ready to pull the Rath Yatra cart. Rath. And he, one thing saw and amazed, and he saw the king coming down from his chariot and taking the broom in his hand and sweeping the street in front of the Lord. Cart, Rath Yatra, Rath cart. And after seeing this, minister of the Kanchi, he felt so bad. He is the king. Why the need to broom the, sweep the street? But that minister of the Kanchi, he doesn't understand the spiritual meaning behind of doing this activity by King Purushottam Dev. So activities. And he thought he is the doing the job of the bhangi. He is the cleaning the people, the clean the road and cleaning the gutters. So he thought this is the not job of the king. And he thought, if our king married this, our princess,
The princess also become bhangi. So he silently went to his kingdom, Kanchi, and explained to his king what happened. And king thought and said, oh, this, then I will not give my daughter to that Purushottam Dev. So we can see in the story how if king is qualified and minister is qualified, both can lead. Then again, the king and minister, king decided not giving his daughter to Purushottam Dev, or Purushottam Dev became angry because he did what he said, his sweeper, because he is sweeping for the Lord Jagannath, this is the insult of Lord Jagannath, so I will attack and make him to listen what we have did. And he took his army to toward the Kanchipuram, and he, in the way, in the path, he make his tent. And during, after some time, tent was caught fire, and everyone in his army, Purushottam Dev's army, was just running here and there. And King Purushottam Dev was very, very not happy, and he just prayed to Jagannath, Lord, I am not going by myself to bring the princess, but that king. The king offended you, therefore I am going to make him listen. And Lord Jagannath accepted his prayer in his dream, and Lord says, don't worry. Personally, I will come tomorrow and defeat the king. And when the king woke up, the whole army was marching. At that time, the condition both in the both armies was, if King Kanchi win, he defeat the Purushottam Dev, then Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Sudarshan will go to Kanchi. They will run, they will not remain in Jagannath Puri. And other thing, if the king Purushottam wins, there is Kanchi, beautiful deity was Ganapati. The Ganapati deity will be in Puri and put in behind in Jagannath. In this way, there are some rules and regulation was there. And in this way, Jagannath Baldev came on the way, both are going that time, with one old lady was selling buttermilk, and Jagannath says, oh, I am thirsty, please give me. And the lady feed them buttermilk and asked for money. They said, I am the soldier of Purushottam Dev. We don't have anything. Please take this, my ring. And when my army is coming, the king is coming, you just show the king will give you money. And they left. And when the army came, Maharaj Purushottam Dev came with the army, the ladies, old ladies, show the, please give me my money, and even show the ring. And they understand, really, Jagannath Baldev already is gone for battles. And the news came, before reaching, news came, already King Kanchi defeated. King Kanchi har gaya. The King Kanchi is defeated by your army. Your army defeat the King Kanchi. And they are coming back. And in this way. Now, while returning, the minister of the Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he was very, very clever man. And king said, bring that princess. His name was Padmavati. Bring that princess. I will marry this princess to the Chandala, the Sudra, the super of the Jagannath Puri. And when princess heard ki I want marry to King Purushottam Dev. Now Purushottam Dev is very angry with my father and now want to take the revenge and he want to marry me like Chandala and Sudha and sweeper of the Jagannath Puri. So hearing this, she started crying and Maharaj Purushottam Dev hand over Princess Padmavati to his minister. And Padmavati was just crying and Purushottam Dev's minister was very, very clever man. And he said, Princess, please don't cry. Understand the plan of Lord Jagannath. Just keep faith on Lord Jagannath. Everything become right. Hearing this good advice by the minister, just Padmavati just kept quiet. And that minister keep the princess Padmavati in the different place 1 year. Next year when the Jagannath Puri Rathyatra came, Rath cart was ready and Maharaj Pratapurudra came with his chariot and getting down from the chariot, taking the broom and start sweeping the street in front of the Jagannath. Manishkar of the Maharaj Pratapurudra came with the Princess Padmavati. And he proclaimed there in front of everyone, listen king, you said to marry, the hand over this Padmavati to the sweeper of the Jagannath Puri. The minister said, I found the best sweeper of the Orissa in the Puri, in the U. Because you are the sweeping, you are the best sweeper and the best qualified person for this princess. And handed over the princess to the Maharaj Purushottam Dev. And hearing this, seeing this cleverness of the minister of his Purushottam, they become so happy and accepted Padmavati as his wife. This is the story of clever and good minister, how do activities. So, I will stop here, 9:15. Thank you very much. Granatra Srimad Bhagavat Purana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.